Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, September 27th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Amazon announced an Amazon four-star store opening in New York, where all of the items it sells are rated 4 stars and above, are a top seller, or are new and trending on Amazon. The store will be open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. Shoppers who are Prime members will pay the Amazon.com price for their purchases, and non-Prime members will pay the list price. Facebook announced the Oculus Quest, a wireless VR headset shipping this spring for $399. It has 6 degrees of freedom, hand-tracking motion detection, 1600 by 1440 resolution per eye, 64 gigs of storage, and built-in speakers. Basically, it's an Oculus Go, but you can stand up. It also comes with 2 handheld controllers that are similar to the Rift Touch controllers. It also has an RGB sensor that can stream what's happening outside of the visor to you. Won't be able to play PC games made for the Rift, but Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, said that it should have 50 titles available at launch. Oculus product manager Sean Liu announced Oculus Go updates to improve the look of content, letting you cast to mobile devices and eventually TVs, and the launch of YouTube VR support. The information reports that ride-hailing service Lyft revenues more than doubled in the first half of the year to $909 million, and the company's net loss expanded at a slower rate than a year earlier. Lyft's net loss grew by 46% to $373 million, but that's an improvement from a year earlier, sources say. Lyft is rumored to be going public next year, and Reuters reports that JPMorgan Chase is in talks to lead the public move as an underwriter. Gizmodo reports that Facebook is letting advertisers reach users by using their contact information used for security purposes or otherwise non-public. A group of researchers at Northwestern and Princeton universities did a series of tests that involved handing contact information over to Facebook and then tracking how that information was used. For example, giving Facebook a phone number for 2-factor authentication or in order to receive alerts about new logins to a user's account became targetable by an advertiser within a couple of weeks. A Facebook spokesperson says, quote, "We use the information people provide to offer a more personalized experience, including showing more relevant ads." Facebook says users can set up 2-factor auth without using their phone numbers, and the company stopped making a phone number mandatory for 2-factor auth 4 months ago. TiVo has a new set-top box, the TiVo Bolt OTA, which will join its existing lineup of TiVo Bolt-branded devices, including the voice-controlled Bolt Vox DVRs, launched last year. The new device is aimed at people who watch live TV over the air and will replace the TiVo Romeo OTI DVR, which will no longer be sold. The 1 terabyte Bolt Vox is $299 with a $14.99 per month TiVo service plan. And the new 1 terabyte Bolt OTA is $249 and has a monthly fee of $6.99. TiVo Bolt OTA will be available beginning Friday, September 28th on TiVo.com and Amazon, with Best Buy stocking in stores starting October 7th. An Australian teenager who hacked Apple systems over several months and downloaded sensitive data has avoided jail time. The adult, who was 16 years old at the time that the hacking began, so he was a child, accessed Apple's internal systems and copied data and authentication keys, a magistrate told a children's court in Australia. The company contacted the Federal Bureau of Investigation and Australian police and raided the child's home. Apple said that customers' personal data was not compromised and that staff had discovered the unauthorized access, contained it, and reported it to law enforcement. Google will now include creator and credit metadata in photos that it displays on Google Images, and in the coming weeks will add copyright notice metadata as well. Google collaborated with photo industry body CEPIC, or the Center of the Picture Industry, which represents 600 photo agencies and libraries across 20 European countries with affiliates in North America and Asia. And finally, Consumer Reports is recommending Microsoft Surface PCs after last year not recommending them based on what it considered poor predicted reliability in comparison with laptops from other brands. Consumer Reports says that the Surface Pro 2017 model, the Surface Laptop, and the Surface Book 2 do score well enough to be recommended. However, it does say the Surface Go continues to get docked for poor performance and battery life. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. We'll see you there. I'm Sarah Lane, and thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.